You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for What's Up with the Leader of the Opposition, Chris Hipkins.
Morena, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
Good. It's good to chat with you. There's been a lot going on since we last spoke. Let's start with the public sector, which is going through a really rough time at the moment. A lot of cuts happening from the current government, which really affects most departments in the public sector at the moment. It's also costing a lot of money. A big headline this week is that we're seeing it's cost $6.3 million, I believe, for the Ministry of Business, Innovation and Employment to pay out people who've been losing their jobs from this. And as you know, you've been in this role, you've had a tricky economic time when you guys were in power. Why didn't your government make these big cuts? And do you think it's necessary the way that this current government is doing it?
Well, you ultimately don't get through an economic downturn, or you don't help people through an economic downturn by booting them out of their jobs. It's easy when we use phrases like public sector cuts to forget about the human cost of that. You know, these are real people. They've got homes and families and mortgages and kids and all of the other pressures that everybody else has. And they're now finding themselves in a really difficult economic environment without a job. And these are conscious decisions. These are choices that the government are making. It's also easy to forget what they actually do. So let's look at some of the things they're cutting. You know, the Suicide Prevention Office is pretty much being gutted. They're cutting people who work on smoke-free regulation and, you know, smoke-free policy. They basically seem to have given up on making New Zealand a smoke-free country. In Ministry of Education, you know, these will be people who work directly with children who are ultimately going to have their jobs affected. So, you know, they're real people doing real work. And, you know, in a tough economic climate, they're now finding that they're out of work. And I think the government, you know, it's a tough economic time. There's no question about that. But I think the current government are making it worse.
Why are these big cuts being so focused on, do you think, by this government? Why not other levers being pulled?
Well, it's all about choices. You know, this government made choices that they've prioritised tax cuts for landlords. That's $2.9 billion. So if you take, you know, all of the cuts they're making to the public sector at the moment, it's a fraction of the cost of their tax cuts for landlords. You know, they decided not to do tax cuts for landlords and all of these problems would go away. But instead, they're choosing to prioritise the wrong things.
We are seeing a lot of roles being removed or people losing work who've been in perhaps these roles for a long time, have quite a lot of experience and knowledge. Is this something that the Labor Party is concerned about for the future of the public sector?
Well, I think when national governments do a gutting of the public service like this, it actually binds the hands of a future government, because when the government does change, and, you know, politics is a cycle, and I hope the government will change at the next election, to be frank, but we'll find that the expertise that we need to do the things that we want to do has been severely diminished. So, you know, job cuts in the Ministry for the Environment, for example, when we become the government and we say, actually, we do want to focus on climate change, the current government are basically just pretending the problem doesn't exist. But when we get back into government and we say, well, we do want to look at issues around climate change, who's going to be there with the capability to do that when they're laying off all the people with that knowledge and expertise?
As you mentioned already, it's a human impact that we see here. What supports are in place for people who are going to be facing a lot of hardship over the next wee while?
Well, I think that's the other thing. When you're laying off as many people as this government are and the timetable that they are, supporting each of those individuals is actually very difficult. So I am concerned that the current government haven't put enough support in place for the people who are losing their jobs. There will be more people showing up in a WINS office, you know, applying for an unemployment benefit. And, you know, Louise Upston, the minister responsible, just said, oh, they should just move overseas. I mean, honestly, to have a minister for employment saying that the solution to unemployment in New Zealand is for people to leave the country, I just think shows how departed from reality this government have become in a very short space of time.
Another sector that's having a very difficult time at the moment is the media space. We've seen, of course, the quite shocking closure of News Hub. Stuff has now announced that they're going to be stepping in to do the 6 p.m. bulletin, which is, you know, something at least. But there's another great swathe of jobs being lost here, another particularly specialised area of work that has really had a big hole put in it at the moment. Do you think we're seeing enough from the minister to support the sector at the moment? There has been quite a lot of scrutiny on Melissa Lee over the last week.
Oh, Melissa Lee and the government as a whole are completely missing in action. You know, I welcome the fact that Stuff have indicated they're going to produce a TV news bulletin. It is a very small, bright spark in a very, very dark environment for the New Zealand media. The reality is that, you know, the spark, the Stuff decision isn't going to save very many jobs. So there's a lot of jobs who are going to go here, and it's actually catastrophic for democracy. You know, a watering down of our media, to the extent that we are seeing it now, is actually really bad news for people who want to know what's going on. And so I just think, you know, the government needs to do more here. This isn't just about the media companies concerned. It's actually about whether or not we're going to have a vibrant and a viable democracy.
Is this something that's being discussed in the House at the moment? What's the kind of internal conversations that are happening with this space?
One of the problems we've got with the media at the moment, and there is a debate in the House about it right now, is that, you know, the people who are making the news are not necessarily the people who are getting the revenue, the profits that flow from that. So big companies like Facebook and Google and others are able to make very, very large profits off sharing content that's made by other people without sharing that profit with them. And that's a classic case of a market failure. Under our government, we put a piece of legislation, a bill in the House that would help to change that. The National Party opposed it at the time we introduced it, and they haven't indicated whether they're going to continue with it or not. They really need to answer that question quickly, because it is one of the ways that we can help the media to remain viable, is to make sure that they actually get a share of the profits that those big corporations are making, those big multinational corporations are making off the content that they produce.
What about feeding into the sector as well? We've got, you know, people who are going through journalism school, people who are doing communications study at the moment. What is, I guess, the pipeline looking like for that? Because we're also seeing, you know, big pressures on the tertiary education space. Are these conversations that you're hearing the government discuss at the moment?
Oh, no, I haven't heard anything from the government on that. So to people who are studying journalism at the moment, my message is please keep it up. You know, the country does need you to do that. But we really need to see more leadership from the government about making sure that we've got a viable media industry in the future. And at the moment, they are just completely missing from this debate.
Just before we let you go, there's so many things we could be talking about at the moment, but a big one that has come up in the last week as well is the government's first resource management amendment bill. This means a lot of things, but it does essentially mean easier coal mine consenting, which is obviously a massive concern for environmental groups. What's the Labor Party's position on this announcement?
Oh, I think it's pretty devastating news for anybody who cares about our environment and who actually wants to leave the planet in a reasonable fit for purpose condition for future generations. The reality is they're going to trash the environment, and they're only thinking about today. They're not thinking about tomorrow. You know, the reality is coal mining is an industry that should have had its day. We should be winding back on coal mining. We shouldn't be accelerating it. The fact that we've got ministers out there boasting that they don't think that the extinction of native species is sufficient reason to stop coal mining, I just think is, you know, it says once again how wrong their priorities have become.
What does the position of the opposition, as a bloc, I guess, here, the, you know, multiple parties in the opposition at the moment, look like? Is this something you're discussing together as something that needs to be tackled perhaps across parties?
Of course, you know, we'll work together with the Greens and Te Pāti Māori. You know, we do have some sympathy for the fact that, you know, there are some consenting processes that should be sped up. And we actually did speed them up without completely gutting them in the way the National Party and the National Government are proposing to do now. There are ways to make sure that we can do things faster, you know, we can build things faster without completely ripping the guts out of our environment and, you know, the due process that I think New Zealanders rely on.
Well, thank you very much for your time this morning, Chris Hipkins. It's always great to have you on the show. We will talk to you again in a couple of weeks. Take care until then.
No worries.
Kia ora.
That was What's Up with Leader of the Opposition, Chris Hipkins.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.